Well, I guess we ought to get this thing started.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? This is episode 2 of some sci-fi thing.
Woo!
The 100 of something podcast sci-fi adventure with Mr. Bowen and Galaxar.
Woo-hoo!
Yay! Okay, so we are going to be watching Farscape this time.
Yeah.
Which I have heard from many people that it is a good show, and so we're going to get right into it, and we're going to watch the first, we're going to watch one episode of it, episode 16.
We got that by flipping a guitar pick.
Well, that has two sides.
Oh, yeah.
It's like flipping a coin.
Yeah, but a guitar pick.
It was fairly random. It was at least as random as flipping a coin can be.
Yep.
All right, then. All right, so... All right, so we're off to watch episode 16 of season 1 of Farscape, and then we will be back to let you know how that went and how we feel that the entire series is going to go based on that one episode.
Yeah.
You ready for this?
I was born ready.
That sounds like you read it right off of a card.
Maybe I did. You don't know.
You're right, I don't know. Okay. Well, boy howdy, what
Woo!
An episode! What
yeah.
an exciting episode of heavy-handed music and plodding dialogue and...
People who look like they're stoned.
The acting, I think, is it's acting by definition, because the people in the show are telling a story,
right,
and they're playing characters.
Okay.
But I would not go much further than that to define it as acting. But, you know, let's not poo-poo the show right off the bat.
Oh, no.
No.
It's not.
This show has Muppets.
Woo!
Muppets. Yeah. Space Muppets.
Ooh, those are the best kind.
They are.
Are they Gonzo Space Muppets?
No, they're real, in quotes, I'm making air quotes for the podcast audience.
Because that's
a visual thing.
It's a visual
thing.
They
get it. They understand when I say air quotes what I mean. Okay. So, this is the story of an astronaut who works for the IASA.
Which, I thought it was NASA.
No, it's the IASA. IASA.
Is it the...
IASA, she said, and I don't know.
International Aeronautics and Space Administration.
I would assume that the A means international, or the I means international. The A also means international.
A definitely means international.
Yes. It's A for Australia. Yeah, the International Australian Space...
And Aeronautics.
Australians. So...
Clearly
so,
we didn't do any research into this.
Oh, well, that's the idea, though. That's the point of the show, we don't do any research before the show... They can't hear that.
No. But there's a cat.
But the zombies are outside,
so
it's fine.
Yeah, there's a cat zombie knocking at our door.
So, it's our next show.
Yep.
It wants to come and kill us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so this show is about an astronaut named John Crichton who is on a ship, a living ship.
What?
According to the prologue, or the little interstitial that they stick in there right before the name Farscape, whoosh, flashes across the screen.
Yeah, the opening sequence.
Yes, and in the opening sequence, he is talking to his imaginary dad.
Yep.
In sort of what you could say is a nice little bit of expository dialogue. Mm-hmm. Well, it's an expository monologue, I guess, technically, because he's not actually talking to anybody.
Yeah, in my notes, I called it captain's logging.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so he starts off by captain's logging.
Even though he's
not
the captain.
I'm gonna, yeah, let's keep that.
All right.
Okay, so he starts the show by captain's logging.
Yep.
Nice. And he talks about how things on the ship are pretty normal.
Yeah.
And then they cut to this girl who is wearing, like, she's got gray skin... Mm-hmm. Gray blue skin and white hair, and she's wearing a cat suit that is very low cut.
Yes.
And immediately I wanted to know more about her.
You better better not tell Mom that.
I said, this is an interesting person I see. Let's follow her around for a while. And she's arguing with Sigourney Weaver from Avatar.
Is that really Sigourney
Weaver? No, it wasn't Sigourney Weaver, but it looked like Sigourney Weaver's Avatar being.
That's true.
Her Na'vi being.
Ooh. She's
very tall and very blue.
Yes, and she had a long flowing robe.
She had a very long flowing robe that didn't... It seemed to emanate from under her bosom.
Yep.
It just kind of, like, it was part of, like, a skin flap.
Mm-hmm.
But she was blue, and she had little shiny things on her, like, on her forehead.
Like cheetah print? Yeah. Or giraffe print.
Giraffe, like, giraffe dots, which makes her very similar to, Ensign, or, God, what was her name on Deep Ro? Space Nine? No, not Ro. Another one. A person you haven't seen yet.
But we'll get there.
Eventually. Okay, so they're arguing, which is, I guess, supposed to tell us that these people argue all the time.
Yes.
So that will be my first supposition about this show, mm-hmm. is that during the at least four seasons that we could identify, that the gray-blue girl and the blue girl, the blue people are arguing.
Yes.
They argue
and
a lot.
They're arguing about some sort of, like, potion or something.
She took something.
Yes.
Apparently on her world, you can take things.
Yes, the blue
but
girl.
But not on the blue...
Gray girl, you can take stuff, but on the ship, according to the blue bald woman, you can't take things.
No, that is bad.
Yes.
Bad. And then we're introduced to two more characters, Pilot and Slugworth.
He's a Muppet.
Rigel. His name was Rigel, I believe.
Rigel the Muppet.
They are both Muppets. Pilot, I assume, is the pilot of the ship.
That would make sense.
Who appears mostly in holograph, and also does does Rolf keyboard moves.
Yes.
Just, it's that disembodied hand that's covered in latex, in this case, instead of fur, and it dances over the keys of the keyboard like Rolf playing piano. And it's kind of funny.
On an off note, did you know that Ralph has not spoken on the Muppets since Jim Henson died?
You mean Rolf?
Yes, Rolf.
Rolf the dog.
Yes.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. That's a little tidbit for you guys.
Excellent. Okay, so what is happening is that a wormhole which transported Crichton to this universe, the Farscape universe, has appeared in front of Earth, and they can see Earth through it, because for a brief second, it lines up enough space there so you can see through it like it's a toilet paper tube to the other side of the universe.
And Rigel...
And they say, get on it! Get in there! You gotta go home!
Pilot,
so,
like,
the second supposition.
Yeah.
This show is about this guy wanting to always go home.
Yes.
Which, okay, that's pretty standard.
That makes sense.
You're Buck Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
You're Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Flash! Gotta go. Exactly.
Meow. Savior of the universe.
You gotta go home. That's the thing. You gotta get home.
Yes.
You know.
Because if you don't, then you'll never see it again.
Right. So, he gets in his spaceship. We're introduced to two more characters.
Yep.
A female human who looks...
Humanoid.
Humanoid, I guess. All right, technically she's a humanoid.
Yeah.
She seems to be the love interest, and then we're introduced to the Lion-O the Twi'lek.
Yes.
So this guy has he's like Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
And Gimli. From so Lord of the Rings.
Gimli Lion-O the Twi'lek and I say Twi'lek because he's got the head tentacles like the Twi'leks from Star Wars. That come out of the back of his head, and he's got like little like a tentacle beard.
Yeah.
So he's very actually much like Davy Jones from that series, or maybe since this might actually predate the Pirates of the Caribbean where Davy Jones appears.
It definitely does.
Yeah. So they might have stolen the octopus face from this show.
Probably.
What? Disney stealing something? That's crazy talk.
That is so
and from a relatively.
Crazy.
Relatively unpopular television show on Sci-Fi Network.
Yeah.
And other things.
Yep.
So, all right, so that aside, he goes home, he lands, oh no, he lands in Australia on a beach, and
what?
He sees a girl, and they tranquilize him, and then all these people that he knows are being mean and evil to him, and it's terrible, because he knows these guys, and then his dad shows up.
Yep.
His dad is no longer imaginary.
Nope.
And they say you can't be real, or you're an alien or something. And then his friends show up, Lion-O and the girl with the leatherette spacesuit, and Rigel the space turd, who dies.
Yes.
It's terrible.
It's terrible.
So at this point, it's kind of a Monster of the Week show.
Yes.
But also it's Buck Rogers.
Yep.
And also it's a little bit Star Trek-y, but not very.
Yeah.
It's a lot more like Stargate.
Yeah, it kind of is.
It has the same kind of Stargate-y feel to it.
Mm-hmm.
The doors in this super secret facility are all painted red.
What?
And they all have gold doorknobs.
It's true.
Not
maybe
standard
all...
issue, like, this is a door to a facility that has a little key latch at the top, and you know, or the push bar kind of thing. They're all like, oh, this is my red door in my apartment. But this is a cement wall.
Maybe they're
just
all
fun.
Ghosts. Maybe they're all ghosts.
You think so?
Yeah.
It could. Ooh, nice. Nice to reference the other show. Yeah. Very cool. Okay, so he starts to suspect something might be up when he's walking around in Australia, and they seem to be escaping, but he recognizes all these people around him.
Yep.
So sure enough, it turns out that he's been put in a box by an alien race.
And Rigel?
And they're...
Riker?
Rigel.
He's not really dead.
No. The space turd is still alive.
We'll call him
slug.
Slug
turd. He's... whatever. He looks like... He looks like Slimer from the Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Meets Jabba the Hutt in miniature.
And meets crazy eyebrows.
And huge, giant, it's
like,
just giant,
boom.
Goofy, explodey out your face eyebrows. So that's exciting. And we meet Wooden Dad again, who helps them escape. And then it turns out that Wooden Dad is actually a space cricket, who is watching over giant seed pods.
Yep.
Whose eyeballs have... those plasma balls inside them. So,
pod people.
All right,
pod
so
people.
Since we're only 16 episodes into the first series at this point, the first season at this point, I suppose you could say that it really hasn't found its feet yet, and that they're sort of still sorting out what the show is about.
Yeah.
But dude, you're a 22 episode season, and you're more than halfway in.
Yeah.
Could we have watched it from the beginning and possibly said, oh, but it grows on you. And, you know, the space doors, the doors in the places that are red and have golden doorknobs, those are, you know, okay, that's fine.
Just,
you know, that's
there.
A budget issue, sure.
Yeah.
But come on, props department, get it together.
God damn it.
A military installation is not going to put the cheap apartment door locks, the little low-end Schlage locks.
Schlage
with your, you know, you're not going to open it with a
hard to say,
key.
Hard to break.
Boom.
Brr.
So, they're our sponsor. They're not really our sponsor.
I wish.
So, all right. So, what would you say this show is about?
This show is... I'm gonna guesstimate, like you said earlier, it was like the astronaut who's trying to get home.
Right.
As
a series of adventures.
Woo! Adventure time.
Yes.
So he's just like, I have to get home.
Right. 22 episodes of that in the first season.
Woo!
22 episodes
Fun
if
times.
I want to go home.
Yeah.
And there's four seasons.
I want to
plus
go.
Movies.
Oh, really? There are movies?
There's movies as
oh
well,
my
yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Wow, jeez.
Yeah. So based on this one episode,
the whole series is about basically about an astronaut who captains logs, even though he's not the captain.
Well, and he's the captain of his own ship.
That's true.
Yeah.
And apparently his ship works.
Well, sure. Why not?
I guess
they repaired it.
Yeah, they did.
They said so. It had alien technology in it.
Whoa.
Oh! Also, he's carrying the Blue Lady's baby.
What?
Remember?
When
he's
like, I got a
when he was leaving the ship, she said, remember,
I have
there's a part of you, a part of me inside of you. And I'm thinking, holy shit, which part? Boom, boom. So apparently he's pregnant.
Maybe.
16 episodes into the first season, and they're already going to go with the pregnancy sub-story?
Okay, I don't think he's pregnant. I'm pretty sure that she used a part of herself to save him when he crashed in space.
I like pregnant better.
I know you do.
Because that makes this a show about a guy who wants to go home because he's really sad about having gone to the other side of the universe and got pregnant and didn't know what to do because he didn't know anybody. All he wants to do is to go home, but he's trapped there. He's trapped there. It is the classic story of the little girl who goes to Hollywood to find herself, but she loses it all.
Rock of Ages.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
Exactly. This is the space jungle. He's in the space jungle. And
oh my
he
God.
Is the young starlet who gets off the bus in the space jungle. The space bus in the space jungle.
Well,
and he's befriended by a living ship.
Yes.
That had surprisingly flat, shiny floors.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Very clean, the ship.
Yes,
very clean.
The ship was very, very, very clean.
Yes.
I think it might have been new. But the show, the ship, the living ship in the show is not called Farscape.
No.
That's the name of the shuttle.
The shuttle that he drives is the Farscape.
Yeah.
The Farscape 1.
What?
So the ship is named, what, Moira or Marigold or...
Something like that.
Madonna. I don't know what it is, but it looks an awful lot like the ship from the ship that they ran into in that episode of Red Dwarf that we watched.
Oh, yeah, it kind of does.
So, all right.
Crossover!
So yeah, we covered Dargo looking like a big dog Twi'lek, Gimli Twi'lek.
Yep.
That's Dargo.
Okay.
I don't care about him. He seems angry.
Yeah.
He seems like he wants to be angry a lot. And then the space human girl woman is she wears like this like a space suit for part of the episode, and then they put her in like a summer frock.
Yeah. And also a
which is very low cut.
Battlestar Galactica-esque wife beater, which
Oh, that's right. She was.
Bra technology is the same in all the universes.
Yeah, that's true. It has to be true. I mean, you know, because how many different ways, can you make a bra? I suppose.
Yeah, really.
And bras on other planets still have to support against gravity.
Yep. Oh my God.
Does this episode make us want to watch any more of this series?
Not really, no.
I didn't think so.
Like, my friend's mom was like, oh my God, that's the best show ever. I'm watching it, I'm like, no.
What could that have been? What could have she been talking about? She could have been. Well, maybe she watched it from the beginning and watched it all through all four series, and that was fine. Possibly.
Maybe.
Maybe we're just fooling ourselves that by watching one episode of these shows, we can actually get a feel for the show.
Well,
but
we
I don't
got
know.
A pretty good
I don't
feel
know.
For Red Dwarf.
We did get a pretty. And I have backed that assertion up by talking to other people who have also watched Red Dwarf, more than one episode of Red Dwarf, and they thought the same exact thing. So I'm assuming I'm going to go out on a little bit of a limb here, and I'm going to say that people are going to agree with us about Farscape, although they will caveat it with, it was good at the time.
Yeah, there are several people who, like, we talked to at LA Podfest.
Uh-huh.
Fun times, guys. LA Podfest, right. We talked to someone about Red Dwarf.
And they loved
and
it.
And they loved
but
it.
But they also...
They were also like, it was more like a comedy and less like a sci-fi. And then when I started thinking about it, I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. The sci-fi is just a thing.
Yeah.
But
it's
counted.
Just a trope.
It was enough. It was enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so there's... And then there's this show. And so, you can go ahead and write to us at 100ofsomething@gmail.com. That's 100ofsomething@gmail.com. And tell us we're full of crap. Or tell us that you also feel like you should not... feel like you don't understand what Farscape was about either. And I'm telling you, this show... Just a guy wanting to get home.
Yep.
Yeah. He's David Banner.
Yep.
From The Incredible Hulk. He is the fugitive. He is Buck Rogers. He is Flash Gordon.
Yep.
He's all those people. All he wants to do is go home. And I don't know, four seasons, a couple of dozen episodes per season of, I want to go home. I'm in a captain's log about this now. And wooden acting.
Very wooden.
Yacting. Yoich.
Yoich.
Oh, I did sort of like the conceit of other people not being able to understand the aliens because they were all speaking in their alien tongues, and he has microbes in his head that translate for him.
Brainstem.
Oh, sorry, I was pointing to my forehead.
Yeah.
Just tapping my forehead, and it's, you know, should be in the back. But the thing about that...
Hmm.
Is it just sounded like they had taken the English that they were speaking on set and had just garbled it a little bit in a, like they had mixed in
and
ADR
because
they were still speaking English words.
Yeah, the woman for the humanoid, they just added like this weird throat sound that it sounded like a flap was going over the back of her throat.
That's what happens when you reverse dialogue or the audio.
Really?
You get weird glottal
like
pops and things.
Pop.
Yeah, you get a weird, because that's how words end. And then when you play it backwards, you get that kind of weird pop at the thing. So, I mean, they're basically just mixing it up and playing it backwards and
it's
stuff.
Like
it's like when they say isht on the radio. When they're singing and you can't say shit on the radio.
Oh.
So then they go isht. It's like, that's all the letters.
God!
It's not like you change. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah. So, yeah. And it was nice to see the Rolf moves with the pilot thing.
Yeah.
It's like I'm just slapping my hands around, boopity
doopity doopity,
and not really like connecting with anything. And it's just kind of like, oh, and that's a thing about sci-fi shows too that I've noticed. It's like we have all these cool instrument panels. But, you know, when you have an instrument panel, all those things actually mean something.
Yeah.
You can't just pop your fingers over the instrument panel on an airplane and expect to have things work.
Yeah.
Fire torpedoes. Click, 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 click.
Boop.
Oh, the engines are off.
Oh, dear. Ah, jeez.
But, you know, the blue crystal and the red tube and the little dots and things, I know, it's
parking
alien
brake.
Technology. I don't understand. You got to take the parking brake off wherever you are. But, and is he really not the captain?
He's not.
He's not? He's
just
a passenger.
I think the pilot is the captain, technically.
Or the space turd. Sluggy McTurd space.
Slug.
Yeah. I think that's it. So
is that everything?
So Farscape, everybody.
Woo!
It's a show about a guy who wants to go home, who captains logs, and makes it with the ladies. And that is all. Okay, bye.